This news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes have been fitting quality footwear for the entire family generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with this news update. As Michigan pushes to attract high-tech investment, experts are urging lawmakers to consider the environmental infrastructure impact on new data centers, a trend that could eventually reach communities in the Thumb. At a recent hearing in Lansing, representatives from Heartland Institute cautioned that those massive facilities, which operate around the clock, consume significant electricity and water, potentially straining local resources. With statewide energy demands already climbing due to electric vehicles and artificial intelligence, experts say unchecked growth could lead to higher costs and system reliability issues. The Institute encourages state leaders to adopt clean policies similar to those in other states, such as special tariffs on large-scale energy users and safeguards to keep added cost from falling onto residents and small businesses. While some cities, including Madison, were weighing ordinances to attract data centers projects, public opposition has surfaced over possible environmental impacts. The decision mirrors a large debate across Michigan, how to balance economic opportunity and substantially resource management and conservation increasingly relevant for rural and agricultural regions like the Thumb. The Police Protection Service of Kennelec County Sheriff's Department will be expanding. Sanilac County Board of Commissioners approved separate contracts for the Sheriff's Department to provide law enforcement services for Fremont Township and Marlette Township. During the meeting, commissioners approved spending $20,000 to sponsor a corrections deputy to attend Oakland Community College Police Academy program. When the deputy completes the training, the officer will then work for the Sheriff's Department. Also, approval was given to spend up to $60,000 to buy inmate transport van for Sanilac County. We'll be right back after this word.
That time of year again, when warm, dry feet become important to us. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I have a great selection of boots, shoes, and slippers to keep your feet warm and dry. We carry warm winter boots from Spring Footwear and Toe Warmers, waterproof shoes and hiking boots from Dansko, Keen, and Merrill. Slippers have been an essential part of our life with all the wood floors we walk on. We have Strive and Old Fen and Spring Comfort slippers, all with great support and comfort. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe. That time of year again, when warm, dry feet become important to us. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I have a great selection of boots, shoes, and slippers to keep your feet warm and dry. We carry warm winter boots from Spring Footwear and Toe Warmers, waterproof shoes and hiking boots from Dansko, Keen, and Merrill. Slippers have been an essential part of our life with all the wood floors we walk on. We have Strive and Old Fen and Spring Comfort slippers, all with great support and comfort. Buckley Shoes, downtown Bad Axe.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
U.S. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan said the Senate has approved a bipartisan short-term funding agreement that keeps several federal agencies operating while talks continue on reforms to the Department of Homeland Security immigration enforcement practices. Peters, the top Democrat on the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, emphasized that the measure allows agencies such as FEMA and Transportation Security Administration to maintain operations, but does not resolve DHS funding. Excuse me. Peters said lawmakers have 2 weeks to reach an agreement on DHS funding bill that includes reforms, including requirements for body cameras and clearer identification of federal law enforcement officers. He warned a failure to reach a deal would result in a shutdown of DHS operations. The agreement also fully funds other federal agencies, ensuring continued support for programs benefiting Michigan, including services for military members, infrastructure investments, and mental health resources. A jury has found a 43-year-old Lapeer woman guilty of murdering her son. Elizabeth Dubois was found guilty of first-degree child abuse and felony murder of the death of her son, Austin, who died in 2019. According to court records, her son had a rare but treatable throat cancer that caused his death. The cancer caused a visible lump on Austin's neck. Court records indicate that several family members urged Dubois to take her son to see the doctor, but she never did, citing several excuses not to do so, which resulted in the child's death in 2019. Dubois is scheduled for sentencing on March 23rd. She could be sentenced to life in prison without parole. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.